It is 7:16, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Big day for the city, big day for Helena Moreno, all the council members that are going to be sworn in here at WWL, because we'll have coverage of that starting at 8:30. Actually, I'll be joined by Dave Cohen and Newell Norman at 8 o'clock to talk about it. And it's a big day for the people that live and work in the city and that depend on the city of New Orleans. Ed Shervinak joins us now, professor of political science at UNO, my alma mater, I'm proud to say. How you doing, Ed?
I'm fine, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay, sir. Is it am I gilding the lily too much, or is it really a big, important day for the city today?
No, it is an important day that we're witnessing the peaceful transfer of power from one elected official to another, the hallmark of democracy, and that people are looking at this as a reset and going into this with a general feeling of optimism.
How do you even begin this, Ed? Because, Helena Moreno was saying it hit her yesterday, I think, at the cathedral when part of the inauguration ceremonies that Ms. Benson is spearheading included a mass at St. Louis Cathedral. She was walking down the aisle with her husband, and she said it really sunk in that, I'm going to be the mayor here. How do you even begin to, and I'm sure she realized it before, I'm not saying, you understand what I mean, I don't want to give
the moment of clarity when it's like, oh my goodness, this is really happening.
Yeah, and I think we all go through it, it's just human nature. So how do you start, Ed? Where does she go about it? Because she's already, in a way, started, I guess, right?
Well, she's been the de facto mayor, basically since she was elected. She's the one that led the effort to get the $125 million revenue bond so that the city could meet payroll till, for 2025. So she's basically been exercising some authority already. Today, mm-hmm. When she takes the oath, she'll have all the power, privileges, rights, and responsibilities of being the mayor of New Orleans.
One thing I notice almost in my way of looking at this, I hate to say this as an aside, is that she's a Democrat, because I don't care if she's a Democrat or a Republican. That's not the point. The point is she seems to work equally well with both Democrats and Republicans, at least so far in Baton Rouge.
Yes, that's basically from her experience as a state legislator, 8 years representing this district here in New Orleans. And she did work across the aisle with Republicans in passing legislation for protection of domestic people who suffer from domestic violence and sexual sexual exploitation. So she has experience with that. She seems to have a fairly good working relationship with the governor. And so we'll see how that plays out, because we know the governor is not afraid to intervene and interfere in New Orleans politics.
How important will that relationship with the governor prove to be?
I mean, it's going to be important. It's the relationship with the governor and also the relationship with the state legislature, because, Baton Rouge writes the rules that can regulate New Orleans, they can write preemptive laws and things of that nature. And so obviously Baton Rouge has lots of influence over New Orleans. And so she needs to manage that. And she also needs to manage the relationship with the federal government, particularly with, ICE coming in rounding up undocumented individuals.
Let me take a break. We're going to pick it up when we come back. We joke about New Orleans being a city filled with potholes. I want to talk about where the potholes may be for Mayor-elect Moreno politically for her first 4 years. And also we'll talk about the time frame of how important are the first, how important is the first year, how important are the first 90 days, et cetera, and how aggressive can she or should she be. 7:20, we're talking to Ed Shervinak, our friend, professor of political science at my alma mater, UNO. We'll continue the conversation when we return. Our coverage of the inauguration begins really at 8 o'clock with a little pregame, and then at 8:30, we get it going for real with Newell Norman and Dave Cohen. Traffic now, WWL. 7:27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Ed Shervinak, professor of political science at UNO, about the impending inauguration today of Mayor Helena Moreno, mayor-elect, soon to be Mayor Helena Moreno, and the city council as well. she seems to have a tremendous working relationship with the council. She has a really good relationship with from her days in Baton Rouge as a representative. I see a story here at, I think it's Politico, that says she and Steve Scalise talk regularly. Where are the potholes, if you will, that she needs to avoid stepping in, Ed?
Well, when you mention potholes, when she becomes mayor, she will own every pothole in the city. So, you know, people will be looking for improvements in that infrastructure area. But the biggest pothole is the budget. You know, the dealing with this budget deficit. She inherited a, you know, $222 million deficit from the previous administration. And so that means furloughs, layoffs, spending cuts, eliminating programs. Those aren't popular decisions. And so she's going to have to make those decisions. But, you know, she can point to the fact that these aren't normal circumstances.
Politically, I would think that outgoing Mayor Cantrell is not, you know, very popular. And I would think, considering the mandate with which Helena Moreno was elected, that she might have a longer honeymoon than usual, and that people might be more willing to be gracious when it comes to, look, I didn't cause all these problems, I'm just trying to fix it.
Right. You know, most mayors tend to have about a 3 to 6 month honeymoon. Mm-hmm. You know, they take office, then the public, the media, even their political opponents tend to give them some extra goodwill. And this is also the point in time where the mayor has the most political capital, you know, that, you know, she wants to frame the agenda. And so she'll probably have an extended grace period where, you know, while voters see whether she can deliver on her promises. But, you know, right now she's got political capital. She needs to use it wisely.
What's the biggest mistake she could make?
Not being there. She's basically made the promise that she will be a 24/7 mayor who gives 100% to the job, that she's going to bring energy and urgency to the position. And if she turns out that she's not there, that's the biggest mistake she can make.
And conversely, she has to communicate, I'm guessing, right? And be transparent and as open as possible.
Yes. And that seems to be one of her strengths, is her communication skills and her emphasis on transparency.
Any final thoughts, Ed?
It's a new day in New Orleans. I think a lot of people are excited about the new mayor, and we'll just have to see what happens.
Let's hope for the best. I am. Thank you, sir. Ed Chervenak, professor of political science at, I'm proud to say, my alma mater, UNO, soon to be, I think, LSUNO. Coming up, we'll have Bank On It, financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, CEO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Today, we're going to talk about the president made some comments, a couple of social media posts about housing affordability. So we'll talk about the context of that when we return here on WWL.